The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yes, I posted a big Dana photo today. If you go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram or follow us on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, you will see me looking at cake the way you want your man to look at you, ladies.
I feel like we need to make a trip to your mom's house so we can get some more pictures, like so we can get some more pictures put into circulation.
No, but the thing is,
but you have that one picture that's on the wall at your mom's house that I would like to put in circulation on the internet.
Well, I didn't used to like to take pictures. That's why there's not a lot of them, because I didn't like the fact that I was big.
Yeah, but I know your mom has some pictures.
She got some big Dana photos. She does. But the cake, when you have to admit, is kind of cute. Why are we talking about this? Because today in this episode, we have the Fat Club, of course, every Monday, one of our most popular segments. And we are going to explore three diets that work fast and you can live on them. Diet's like a bad word. You said that automatic. Yeah. It is the right word for what we eat every day, but it's about your lifestyle. You can do it. We believe in you. Let's listen now. Poor Anthony comes in this Monday morning just stressed over bingo. Good morning. It's Monday. My name is Dana Cortez, and this is the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and emotionally exhausted is I think, the way I would describe.
Over bingo. Can you please enlighten us why you're emotionally exhausted over bingo?
When you're a professional comedian, you take odd gigs. And somebody said, hey, Anthony, do you want to come call bingo for the owners of this property? And I said, hell yeah, dude. I was raised.
We just did Loteria.
We did Loteria. Like, my grandma took me to the casino all the time.
You got this.
To quote the great DJ Automatic, it's going to be easy peasy lemon squeezy, okay?
Right? I do not say
that's
that.
Stuff that you yeah, say, you that's do. How you would
I say easy
it.
Peasy.
But I thought it was going to be easy. But what I underestimated was how difficult the ball spinner was.
What do you mean the ball spinner?
You know the ball spinner?
Yeah, that they like to
yeah. So I thought I was going to be able to just crank it up. Balls come out. I put them in my hand, call them out, and we're rocking and we're rolling.
So there's a technique to the ball
spinner.
There's
a technique because you can't go too fast. You can't go too slow. So the worst thing that can happen to a bingo caller is when your balls go flying. So your balls go all over the stage. And my balls dropped twice, ladies and gentlemen. No. And you guys know how bad.
You're just up there on stage just wrangling all the balls.
Oh, trying to wrangle all the balls. All the owners of the property just staring at me like, who's this guy?
This guy sucks at bingo. Dude.
And let me tell you something. If you mess up some old person's bingo card, they're coming after you, man.
And you guys know how bad I sweat. Yeah. So I was just up there dripping, dude. No. Dripping. Through 10 games of bingo.
Getting yelled at by old lady.
Yeah, we already called that one.
Things you underestimate.
Oh.
The power of the bingo caller.
Just respect to all the bingo callers out there. All right.
Respect to the life of a comedian.
You wasn't prepared for that in-between entertainment, were you?
I will be at the next bingo, and I will impress your grandparents.
Impress us now. What's National Day?
We'll start with National Greasy Food Day.
I love greasy food. I'm sorry. I know I'm a former fat person. That's why we do the Fat Club later today. We've got a great Fat Club for you. Diets that work fast, all that good stuff. But I love grease. When Otto makes a steak, what's the first part I eat?
The greasy fat part.
The fat.
Which I think is so weird.
Well, I don't care.
This
I
next one might be for Fat Dana, too, because it's World Pasta Day.
Yeah,
let's go.
Fat Dana can get down with some spaghetti. Now, this form of Dana doesn't eat pasta at all.
I don't eat pasta at all, but I still chew on the fat once in a while this day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here's three diets that work fast. It's the Fat Club, and the reason we do this every Monday, for anybody who doesn't know, I used to be 60-plus pounds heavier. I will post my photo, my big Dana photo today. Do I do the one with the hat, or do the one where I'm cutting a birthday cake?
I think the birthday cake, because they see you live in action. Okay. You know, doing what you used to love to do. You know, take a sports card.
I'm the size of the birthday cake. I'm shaped like the birthday cake.
You see your level of excitement when you look at cake.
You're like,
smile from ear to ear.
It's one of those memes where it's like, I just want somebody to look at me the way Dana looked at cake. You know what I'm saying?
At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Big Dana is up. And I'm proud that I've kept this weight off, not just because the way I look, because I do look better, but I feel better. Yes, the side effect is looking good, and I can fit into that dress that I bought two sizes too small. That's good. But I'm healthy, and I'm showing my children what a healthy lifestyle is about, and we get to talk about it here for free. Automotive places, they charge you. I think it's like a $1 billion-a-year business.
What?
Yeah, selling diets and whatnot.
You talk about fitting into clothes, and you'll be surprised how much dudes just lose weight so they can fit into the shirt they want to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we don't have to wear one.
Do you have a tester shirt?
Oh, for sure, dude. Yeah, it's like, I got this Johnny Cupcake shirt. And if, of course, if I'm too fat and I wear a cupcake shirt, everyone's like, look how
he's like, I'm cupcakes for that guy.
Yeah,
let me go muffins. Okay, so these are diets that you can live on. And they work really fast. A high-protein diet plan. This does not mean you eliminate vegetables or fruits. You don't do that. But eggs, nuts, chicken, oats. Remember to watch your oats because they are high in carbs. Lean beef, tuna. And of all these things I've talked about, the highest in protein are chicken and fish. Chicken
are
and
we
fish.
On this diet right now? Because that sounds like a lot of things we're eating.
Yes, we are. I've been doing it and I've lost weight. And you look good too, by the way,
well,
DJ.
Well, let me tell you, it kind of sucks.
It does not!
I mean, I miss the greasy food, though.
I know you do, but you
and that's just me being honest.
I don't. It took me like 2 to 3 weeks to get rid of the, I guess, withdrawals. I'm not kidding. Like, you're addicted to bad food.
I'm just confused on how you have to ask your wife what kind of diet you're on.
Because he don't cook.
I don't cook.
You don't even know what you're consuming, dude?
No. Wait until you get married. You'll see.
What are we having tonight? If your wife's fat, you're fat. Because that's what whatever she's planning is what you're about.
That's funny.
Okay, so the detox diet plan. It sounds like I got to eat a bunch of kale smoothies. And no. What you do is you're going to eat the high protein foods, the vegetables, things like that. If you go on a detox diet, which is a permanent thing, your body naturally cleanses itself. These are things that come from the earth. You can't put them in a pantry and they last forever. This is one of my biggest rules. Chicken will rot in the pantry. Cheetos don't. So there you go. You know, so pick the things like salads, like strawberries, an orange, not the juice. Eat the whole orange.
I've been on a pineapple kick.
Oh.
Remember Rick Ross lost all that weight? You brought that up, Aunt.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight on pears.
Pears and pineapples, yeah. Close. And then finally, the third diet that can help you lose weight fast.
Starvation.
No, DJ.
I was gonna say breaking
that's
up with your
partner. That's the worst thing you can do. Oh, that's a good
single,
one right there.
Single, that's a quick one. Dude.
It'll get you real quick.
You get comfortable and fat. Yeah, I know. That's not good though. No, that's not it though. All right, here's the last diet: the Paleolithic diet plan. Now, a lot of people, nutritionists included, say that this works because you go back to the beginning of humans. We used to hunt for our food. Guess what? We didn't get to eat meat every day. We'd have to hunt for it. You ate nuts and vegetables and fruits and things of that nature. You eat meat a couple of times a week. Wow. And it's good for you. I know a lot of people that have given meat up permanently, but I like meat.
I can't do that.
Well, this is why Adam was eating all the apples.
He was on the Paleolithic
diet. Paleolithic
diet. Yeah, dude.
I mean, Eve.
I mean, you've seen the picture. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
Hey, we're listing these three diets, but these aren't diets that you get on and off of.
Nope.
You have to make a lifestyle change. When you're ready to be healthy, you have to be disciplined about it and
make the
decision.
That's the hardest thing is the discipline of not eating the stuff that actually tastes good.
I know,
good.
Because the Cheeto is easier to make than the chicken. But in the long run, the chicken is better for your heart, your health, and your familia.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, there is something this holiday season that a lot of people put on their holiday table that's going to be missing. I'll tell you what it is right now inside Food News, because it's time for Hottest Hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Monday's here. I'm Dana Cortez.
I don't know if I can handle your bad news. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. past due amount.
All right, so first hashtag, 11.5% of Americans say they will not be shopping this Christmas season. This is the growing divide between high and low earners, according to Bloomberg. 11.5% of U.S. holiday shoppers are not going to spend the money they normally do. That's the highest percentage in 10 years. Fear of spending. The pandemic. People lost jobs. I don't want to do this.
I thought
you just
said that we were spending more money than we'd ever spent before.
So people who earn less are not. That's why I said that the wage gap.
Yeah, the battle of the haves and have-nots.
Man, it really is, and it's sad. There's not a shortage of workers. There's a shortage of people who are not going to work anymore for wages that don't allow them to live. All right, and then finally in food news, toys, shortage. Turkey, shortage. Christmas trees, shortage. But it's booze that Americans are most worried about.
What?
Yes.
That could be a big deal.
During the pandemic, Americans drank more than ever. I didn't know that.
Drinking was up
like 14%.
Liquor sales were crazy, yes.
Oh, dude, I was getting smashed at home, dude. What are you guys talking about? I was going to do like almost like a whole bottle of Tito's.
Anthony drank everybody's supply.
One of my friends, who I'm not going to say for what company she works for, but she says she's like, I drink every day at home while I'm working.
No. She gets on the Zoom. Hey, everybody. Well, anyway, the only way to get around that is drink whatever's available. That's what the recommendation is. If you go to the liquor store and it's there, buy it.
You're going to be drinking that clear bottle vodka.
I read the big handle.
Grocery store label? Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Just smoke whatever's around. How about that? That's good.
There won't be any shortage of that.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with World Pasta Day. Now, this is not to be confused with National Pasta Day.
That's not right.
October's the month of pasta, y'all.
It's cheat day.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we'll wrap it up on National Greasy Food Day. Wrap it up.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be very controversial. I'm sorry, but late at night, after the club, when you pull up to Jack in the Box and you get those tacos, I know they're greasy, but for some reason they taste so good. They taste so good. Or
you pay for it for like 3 days.
It's all right. It's worth it. That night, it's worth it. My second favorite greasy food comes from a convenience store known only in certain parts of the country. All subs. It's called a chimichanga, baby.
Man, and if you don't know what a chimichanga from All Subs tastes like, you're not living life.
You're I don't nuts. Care what you guys are going to say about me right now, but yo, I love wiener schnitzel.
What?
So good, too. Mm,
you guys are just going to skip over pizza, like the best greasy food of all time?
Yeah, but it depends on where you get it. Do you just like being...
What pizza have you ever had that's not greasy? All pizza is at least a little bit greasy.
True. Yeah, even that cauliflower crap. That stuff. Well, what are you guys doing? You know what? Yeah, I'll take a moment to say, hey, I hate
you. Stop talking about cauliflower pizza. I said it was cheat day earlier.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're all going to get our spiritual forecast for the week. Finally, Seer Madi is on the line. It's time for What's Your Sign?
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, so how are you feeling today?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to, you know, talk to you today. And of course, as usual, phones blow up with people wanting their reading. And here is today's call. Please begin with what's your sign?
Scorpio.
What is your first name?
Amanda.
Okay, now I need your date of birth. Please don't give me the year and then follow with your question.
11/03, and my question will be, am I doing okay in life? I've never done this before, so this is my first time.
That's okay. I think that it's fine that you're just asking in general, does this pertain to your job, your family, your relationship, or just all of the above?
More my relationship than with my son, because he's disabled.
Okay, so how are you reading her energy, and what do you see for her coming?
So the biggest message that Spirit is giving me with regards to her situation is that she needs to do a lot of focusing on herself. I think she's not giving herself enough self-care, and that's coming across in other aspects of her life. Now, when it comes to her relationship specifically, I do feel that her partner does demand a lot from her, and she's a giver, so she does give a lot. I don't feel like he's giving enough back to her, so that's affecting her in a big way. Now, with her son's situation, again, she needs to give herself a lot of love because her son's picking up on that. I don't know how old he is, but it does feel like there's been times where they go to the doctor. This is very specific. I feel like they go to the doctor and they don't really get the response that they really need. I feel like they need to go a little bit of the holistic route as well. So not necessarily stopping their medical visits, but also incorporate some holistic healing.
And I say this, I stress this to every woman who's listening. We are givers. We are people, we're maternal by nature. But if you don't replenish your own soul, your own energy, you can't give because then your battery's done. And you have to recharge.
And that overflows, too. Like,
it
does. It carries over. You can feel that in the household.
You said her son is picking up on that. Children can sense the way we feel. We don't have to say it. They can sense that, especially when they're little. Her son is very young. Now, for us, Madi, what's the spiritual forecast looking for the week? Last week was good. It was a lot better than it had been.
And this week, it's actually going to be a little bit on the other side.
No!
I have to say, sometimes we got to get called out on RBS. Spirit this week is calling us out, and this is what they're pretty much telling me. A lot of us right now have been getting in our own way. Our fears have been demonstrating themselves in the way we come across in life. I feel like there's a lot of untapped potential that we're not fully going in because we're afraid. We're afraid to take that next step. You have a lot of potential. you're the only one getting in your own way. And, you know, I have another quote for you guys. Nas did say, sleep is the cousin of death, right?
Ooh. Yes, he did. She quoted
She's going
Nas.
All the way back to Illmatic on this
quoted
one.
She quoted Nas.
Yes, yes. And honestly, that's basically what I see. A lot of us have been sleeping on ourselves.
Let me tell you something. If you don't believe in you, who else will? Who else will?
And if you don't believe in Nas, who else
oh
will?
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Madi, thank you so much. Everybody listening, tap in if you want a spiritual reading. Sir Madi will take care of you right now. And of course, follow her and you can schedule a private reading at Illis Divinity on Instagram. You can send me a voice message beginning with your sign, your name, date of birth, no year, no last name. And then of course, ask your question at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day. And I know this was a tough reading for us this week, but it's necessary. We love
you.
Yeah. I love you guys. Bye.
Talk to you next Monday.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake celebrated his 35th birthday over the weekend. Could his next collaboration be coming with Los Tigres del Norte? Why am I even saying that? I'll tell you right now, it's Daily Dark Time, the best gossip, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
We got Katy Perry, Ciara, and Craig Robinson celebrating their birthdays today.
All right, so we're going to come out of the gate with one of the toughest stories we've ever had to do inside the Daily Dirt. On a set of Rust in Santa Fe, New Mexico, actor Alec Baldwin, who's starring in the film, was handed what he thought was a cold gun, which is code for not loaded. It has blanks in it. Unfortunately, the prop person didn't check the gun. When Alec disarmed the weapon, it killed director of photography Halyna Hutchins, who's a mother of a 9-year-old son. She's a wife. It was an unbelievable moment. This is the 911 call.
Santa Fe Fire and EMS, what's the location of the emergency?
Bonanza Creek Ranch has had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately.
Okay.
Bonanza Creek Ranch. Come on.
Stay on the phone with me. We're going to get some help, okay? So was it loaded with a real bullet or one?
I cannot tell you that.
Alec Baldwin, of course, is cooperating with authorities in New Mexico, as is everybody else that was on the set. We can only at this time wish them peace. It's unimaginable what happened. Okay, so now we have to transition to this next story. You know, the late Bob Marley was a great artist, probably one of the greatest in the world. Still one of my favorites to listen to this day.
Still one of the top-selling artists in the world.
And his family released a guitar that's inspired by, you know, his music, and they sent one to DJ Khaled as a thank you for all he's done for the music industry. And Khaled decided to say you're welcome by playing the guitar.
And a special note from the Marley family.
Hi. No. Oh.
Let's just say he's going to need a co-producer on that one.
How about we are not the best at playing guitars?
Another.
You know who's good, who's got a good guitar player, who's really good? How about Los Tucanes? How about Los Tigres and Drake? Why am I talking about
this? Why is Drake having a regional Mexican party?
Well, no, he called it Chico Amante, which is Spanish for certified lover boy. He was wearing, you know, boots, his jeans, a suede jacket. He looked like a vaquero. He looked like a cowboy. And there were corridos and just classic Mexican music playing in the background. I wonder if people there really understood what he was doing, because nobody was really dressed up but him.
He's just watching way too much Netflix. He thinks he's a narco or something now.
Maybe he's going to be in the next Narcos with Bad Bunny. I don't know. Either way, he obviously enjoyed his 35th birthday. French Montana, Nicki Minaj, all the stars were there. But it really was the music for me as a Mexican-American that I thought it was fun. I thought it was great.
First we had Reggae Drake, then we had House Drake. Now we're going to get Corrido Drake, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF does contain adult content, because we're going to talk about this girl named Belle Delphine. She was bullied, you know, when she was little. And now she's a millionaire porn star. Hold on, though. She's actually selling her dirty bath water. WTF story here on a Dana Cortez show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony Yang. Woman is 21 years old, and she's earning $1.2 million a month by charging her OnlyFans exclusive VIP people to play in her dirty bath water. She'll mail you some dirty bath water.
She's getting $1 million a month off of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That takes drinking her bath water to a whole other level.
I'll drink her dirty bath water. It's going to cost you. So the thing is, when she was little, she was bullied. People called her ugly and, like, you know, all these ugly names. And now, I guess, joke's on them.
That's what's up. That's a complete come around. Because imagine being bullied and then being able to be like, yo, your boyfriend drinks my bath water.
Oh, that's so gross. Well, it got me to thinking that we have a friend who asked DJ Automatic for his underwear.
Oh.
She said, Otto, there's certain people online that want to buy men's dirty underwear, and they'll pay you. And if I can say you're DJ Automatic, I think I can get anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 a pair.
What? Dude. Otto was always good at managing money. I just thought he had, like, other side hustles, but now.
I turned it down. I was like, no way. I'm not selling. That's so weird.
Why is it weird? It's just
because
underwear.
I'm selling my dirty underwear. And she didn't tell me it was going to be cash, so I thought I was going to have to wait on the money.
Now they're going to hit you with a Venmo right now. Back to more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next. That's today's WTF story.
I hope they like their underwear holy.
Take it to church.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A.
And today is October 25th. And at this time, every Monday through Friday, we get down with music facts. Mr. DJ Automatic, please, let's go.
We got a birthday for Sierra today.
I like her 1-2 step and her goodies. I love those songs. They're classics.
No, she's a... I mean... She's a,
don't she had you a, say anything bad about Sierra on her birthday, DJ Automatic.
She had a great run early in her career.
There you go. Okay, where to next?
Katy Perry's birthday is today as well.
When she teamed up with Snoop for that song, come on, you have to give her and Snoop some credit. That was fun.
I kind of like when she kissed a girl.
Automatic, I agree with you. I like that initial Katy Perry, too. Up until she broke Travis McCoy's heart, the lead singer of Gym Class Heroes.
Well, first of all, you don't care that much because his name is Travis McCoy.
Oh, whatevs, then. I'm just talking about Katy Perry.
All right, on this day in 1985, the hip-hop classic Crush Groove came out. It starred Sheila E., Run DMC, The Fat Boys, Curtis Blow, and New Edition.
It just smells like 80s right now. Do you smell that? That's some 80s right there.
The dust and leather. Mm.
That is honestly one of the best hip-hop movies of all time, though.
Bro.
So now we're going to go to 1994. Common, a.k.a. Common Sense at the time. If you guys didn't know, his name used to be Common Sense. But he had to give it up because there was a band called Common Sense.
Oh, wow.
That actually won the copyright to it. He released a hip-hop classic on this day. It was called Resurrection. It had this hip-hop staple on it. I used to love her. This song is actually the reason why Ice Cube and Common had beef, because Ice Cube didn't like the fact that he was talking badly about the West.
Well,
because
at the time, the gangster rap Automatic was a big thing out West, and didn't Common feel like that was where hip-hop was going and not what he was used to, correct?
You obviously listened to my DJ Automatic Common mixtape, didn't you?
I did, and nobody else has because you haven't put it up in like 5 to 6 years.
Up, please, DJ Automatic.
Hopefully I can do that today. All right, now we're going to go to 2006 when Diddy scores his first number one album in almost a decade with Press Play. You know my name. You know my name.
The lady from the Pussycat Dolls that was on that song with him?
Oh. Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger.
Automatic.
You know what? I'm actually going to take this opportunity to say sorry to her because I was DJing a Super Bowl party one year in Dallas, and she came on stage, and I actually had them remove her from the stage, not knowing who she was.
Hold on. What? Hold on, Automatic. You had the lead singer from the Pussycat Dolls thrown off the stage?
I didn't have her thrown off. It's just that the stage was small, and I didn't know that it was her, and I was like, hey, you need to get that girl off stage.
She's one of the hottest women in the world.
I was DJing, Dana. I'm sorry, Nicole Scherzinger, Pussycat Doll Girl. I still can't say her name, but I really am sorry.
Lee, all right. DJ Automatic with a music fact on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, DJ Automatic, a lot of us dudes, we're in pursuit to lose some weight, drop some pounds, you know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, you still got to dress well. You still got to try certain things on. But there's just certain clothes that accentuate your masa top or your muffin top. So we're going to give you 3 tips on how to cover up your belly fat with the right clothing. I'd like to welcome you 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Because one thing we're not going to tell you to do is to actually live a better life. No, no, that's not what we're here to do at all.
To eat right or no, do anything like that and exercise. Nah, why dude, would we?
None of that stuff. Eat salad or anything like that. I don't even know. Someone tried to pitch me on like cauliflower.
What?
Like cauliflower, you can make it into wings. You can make it into pizza now. I'm like, what? Ew, gross.
Miss me with the cauliflower.
Yeah, not at all. So what we're going to tell you to do is how to just cover up that matzo top, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just erase it a little bit. One, you start with a leather jacket.
What?
Oh, layering. Layering is key when you're trying to cover up the big belly.
I'm just kidding about the leather jacket, but I typed this question into YouTube, and this guy, JP Lifestyle, had that. That was his first thing to go with, is a leather jacket.
It's thick, and you could layer. Dude, that's the way you hide it. Oh,
I will say this. At any point in your life, if you're like, you know what, the leather jacket is the choice, start losing some weight, buddy. All right, look at yourself in the mirror, guy.
Can we go over this first? Don't wear with those super tight t-shirts if you got a big belly. You're not doing yourself any favors or anybody else.
Yourself included, automatically.
I don't wear those super tight t-shirts.
No, you don't think you do, but you know somebody else got to tell you sometimes you do, bud.
Damn, son.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes, you know what? Also, maybe we could loosen up on our waistline, too. You know what I'm saying?
Skinny jeans and a fat belly.
Doing that at all, dude.
You just look awkward.
Yeah, you got a little pudge going around. Not good, my guy. But number one way to cover up your belly fat is to actually live a better life. You all right, get in the gym, lose some weight, bro. I gotta tell you straight to your face, dude.
I thought we weren't gonna do that.
We got to. Come on, man. Come on. I'm not gonna advise somebody to wear leather pants and leather jackets. And the other tip on here, the internet suggests that you wear floral black shirts.
What?
All right, you wanna go dress like Gabriel Iglesias? Go ahead, guy. Don't do that stuff, all right, man? Yo, drink some water, lose some weight, and find a t-shirt that looks good on you. Actually, I prefer just going black t-shirts all the way across the board.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sarah never sugarcoats anything. We're going to have a rough week, and I believe her. It already started out the way. My Twitch is back in my eye.
Like, my computer's already messing up again.
No!
But at least she quite a nos. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I don't know if I took it as we're going to have a bad week as much as we got to get to it and address the bull that we've been throwing
out
there.
In your own head, right? In your own mind.
Yeah, dude, get to it. Get up and get out there.
All right. Self-doubt is evil. And what did Nas say? What about the sleep of death?
Sleep is the cousin of death.
There you go.
Okay, whatever. That's the last time Nas was relevant.
Oh. Why you got to always take shots at Nas?
What, dude?
Why you got to cheat on the mother of his child while she was pregnant?
Dang, dude.
Women never forget. We're like elephants. All right, more to podcast now.